Welcome back to Coast AM. I am Lisa Garr, and my guest is past life regressionist Georgina Cannon. And there are some great calls coming in, great questions coming in. Georgina, are you good with that?
Yes, I'm great with that.
All right, great. Let's see here. If we could go to our wild card line four, Janine in Tucson. Hey, Janine, welcome to the show.
Hi, Georgina, and
Hello.
thank you.
Yes, what is your
I've
question?
had, excuse me?
Go ahead with your question.
I've had a couple of tries at past life regression, and she explained to me that I might feel as though I'm making the entire thing up, but to go with it. And I basically got nothing. I couldn't even tell whether or not I was a man or a woman. It was a guess. And when does this get better, or am I one of those who can't be hypnotized?
Now, one of the things that I've discovered over the years, and I usually, if that happens, I usually ask the client to ask their soul when they're in a trance, even if it's a light trance, if it's appropriate to take this journey at this time. Because sometimes the soul will block you if it thinks you need to do something to clear up this life first.
Oh,
Because
I
this
do
life
feel
is the life.
blocked. That's exactly the words I used.
Because this life is the most important life we have, the one we have right now. So you may be, and I don't know this, but you may be carrying a lot of anger or a lot of sadness or a lot of resentment or a lot of grief, in which case
Sadness
we
and
have
grief would be.
Yeah, well, we may have to deal with that first, and through counseling, coaching, and hypnosis. And then once that's clear, we can then ask the soul if it's okay to go ahead and book an appointment for the past life. So you may have a block because of something you're carrying in this life.
Can I
Interesting.
do anything in the meantime? I had left momentarily and thought I heard you say, "Don't try to do this on your own."
Well, one of the problems with doing it on your own is that if you get, you always have to have a part of the conscious mind available, because if you get into a situation that's uncomfortable, how are you going to get yourself out of it?
Yeah.
Do
That's
you have
true.
a good
That's something I
therapist?
thought of long before I went into.
Yeah, it's always good to have a therapist that knows how to do coaching, counseling, and therapy, as well as past life regression. Because, as I said, this life is the most important one, and the karma that we bring into this life has to be cleaned up first.
Interesting. Janine, it's a maybe it's just showing you that you can, if you want to do this and be more susceptible, that you there it's a sign for you to clear up whatever's in the way first. And
That's right.
once you do that, then there's a wonderful
I've pretty
world
much done that, I think.
beyond there.
Well, there may be something that's just lingering around, you know.
Right.
And you know what you
Well,
can do? You can go into a form of meditation yourself and connect with your higher self, your soul self, and ask with great respect and humility, please tell me if there's something that I've missed that I need to clear up before I take a journey into another lifetime.
thank you so much for your call. I so appreciate it, Janine. Great calls. Let's go to West of the Rockies, Mike in Reno. Hey, Mike, do you have a question for Georgina Cannon?
Yes, thank you both. What is the average length between lives? Where did it begin? Was it Atlantis, Lemuria, or other planets? And then I have the classic, very difficult question about reincarnation, if you want that, which is
Sure.
how do you explain the increase in population? Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me start with the last piece, which I love.
Okay.
We are not the only planet that's ever been alive.
Wow.
Through some of the work that I have done, and certainly other regression therapists have done. In fact, if you go on Gaia, there's many people that talk about that too. Some of us have come from other planets in different times, different eons, in different dimensions.
Wow.
Also, we're not sure 100,000 years ago who was counting the civilization on this planet.
I love
So
it.
there's no way of knowing, but we do come from other places.
And what, the
what were the other questions?
What the length between lives?
Yeah, the length
the time between lives. Mm-hmm. The shortest I know of is 18 months.
What?
Yes, oh. 18 months. Sometimes it can be 100 years.
You know, Plato at the end of the Republic says 1,000 years, but that could be off.
Fascinating.
Yeah, but understand something, and I'm going to. Some people don't like it when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Everybody has their own point of view, and it's only their point of view. And everything that I teach and everything that I say and everything that I write is only my point of view from everything I've learned and read and studied. But it's only my point of view. Plato had a point of view, and he had some very wise information for us, but it was his point of view.
Well, of course, you can't sit here and factually tell us that past life regression is factual. You are sharing your experiences and the experiences of many people that you've taken through these regressions.
And the research that's been done.
Right, is in the research as well.
Yeah.
But the 18 months was, explain that.
I can't explain. I mean, sometimes the soul wants to come in, it has a job to do, and it comes in a rush, wants to come back again. Or the parent has lost a child, either at birth or in utero, and the soul wants to come in and come again. And
that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Fascinating. All right. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for your call, Mike. I appreciate it. Let's go to wild card line 3, David in Ontario, Canada. Hi, David. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Hi, Georgina. I'm actually a friend of yours on Facebook. I have a couple of questions. First of all, my wife and I were kind of like destined to meet. We didn't know each other, but knew each other from the time we were little children. We didn't actually meet until we were in our late 30s.
Huh.
Anyhow, psychics had always said, she's right there. And they said to her, she's right there. And they also told my wife that we would have two lives concurrent. And they also told her when she wanted to do past life regression or find out anything about that wasn't necessary because it didn't have anything to do with this life.
Two lives concurrent. Do you know what he's talking about?
So what's the question?
The question is, can finding out about past lives mess up whatever you're working on in this lifetime or in the next one?
It can, because it depends on where the soul takes you. So it can give you some insight and information. But again, the soul takes you where you want to go. So if it's an issue that two people are having, for instance, which is what I talk about in my Third Circle book, it's about the contract that you have in this life. So what is it that's missing there that you've not had an agreement about? Certainly we can do a past life and see where it takes you, but it may take you totally somewhere else.
Fascinating. So it could have something to do with this lifetime.
Yeah.
And right.
Certainly when you're going into a past life, we can request. And the wording is something like, and we ask with great humility that we go to a lifetime that will give us some information about such and such sunshine. Doesn't mean to say we're going to get there.
Mm.
You can end up totally somewhere else as a Chinese emperor or something.
It's just a guide. Well, thank you so much for your call, David. So, Georgina, your books, the first one was Return, which was the one that had to do with that study with the 33 people's lives.
Yes.
And the second one is Return Again, right?
No, that's an enlargement of it. And then the latest book is called The Third Circle Protocol, which is all about relationships with everybody, including yourself.
And just explain that if you can. So there's the two circles, which is the two people in any relationship.
Yeah.
And the third.
And the third circle is the relationship itself. So what happens is, say, you and I have a relationship. You have an expectation of me. And I have an expectation of you. And what we expect becomes the relationship. But if that's not talked about, it's like an unspoken contract. If that contract isn't talked about, we feel disappointed, let down, abandoned, And that goes for everybody, including colleagues and bosses, siblings, aging parents. The book is all about relationships at all levels, how we manage them well with respect and generosity and kindness. And that includes ourselves. So teenagers love the protocol, by the way, and women's groups are now using it for self-esteem. And it's had some great reviews from people in Mensa.
So it's a third person that basically is the relationship. So
it's the relationship. So, for instance, you and I have an agreement. We're a married couple, and I do a lot of traveling, and I'm off to different places. And you sit at home worrying about me, what I'm going to do while I'm traveling. Mm-hmm. I now know that anything I do that will damage our marriage, I don't do it to you, I do it to the relationship, because that's the contract we have. So everything we do, every behavior, every word we say, either adds to or takes away from the relationship. And our goal together is to keep it juicy and vibrant and healthy.
The relationship. So it's something that you're constantly paying attention to.
Yes. So I'm not doing it to you. I'm doing it to the relationship.
How does this help us?
It helps by removing I'm being mean to you.
Taking it personally.
Making it personally and not understanding the bigger picture.
And how does this tie in with past lives?
Because we bring, excuse me, quite often we bring karma, we bring mm-hmm. patterns into this life. So if we bring patterns of aloneness or patterns of abandonment into this life, and we choose parents that abandon us either emotionally or physically, then we don't know how to handle it. And we go through our lifetime, this lifetime, subconsciously looking for people that will abandon us or are emotionally distant. So unless we work that out with ourselves first and change the karma with ourselves first and know what we're looking for in future relationships, we're very clear. What do we need? What do we want? And what are we prepared to give? Then nothing changes if we don't do things like that. We change the patterning. We change the karma.
And this goes into the concept of the third circle.
Yes. So it is the third circle. Yes.
Okay. Yes.
We change the karma, we change how we relate to everybody. And it gets really intense when we're dealing with aging parents, for instance, because they have their own karma.
Yes.
Their own patterns and mm-hmm. needs and wants and values. So how do we work with them and still be kind?
Great question.
And
yes.
It's same with the exes in our life, you know, the ex-lovers, ex-dates, ex-husbands, ex-wives, how do we operate from our best self, knowing that that might have been past karma? How do we bring it up to date? And explain it by saying we act from an adult perspective mm-hmm. as opposed to react from a childlike perspective.
Right. And so that does make sense. So the third, the relationship is kind of the third person perspective so that you're not... Yeah. In reaction all the time.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's all to do with operating your best self. And that includes, there's a whole chapter on how to work and love with the unloved ones in your life, because we all have unloved ones in our lives, mm-hmm. people who drive us crazy, whether it be a relative or a coworker. How do you live and deal with that with dignity, respect, and kindness? And we go into that, too.
And it helps with not playing out the karma so much.
Yes.
It definitely would help with something like that to treat. It's the same idea as taking the higher road or higher consciousness or
Absolutely.
Rising above something. But it's...
Yes, using your best self all the time. You know, we can't... We are inclined to blame our mother,
mm-hmm.
blame our boss, or blame the government. Mm-hmm. And blame karma. Well, my belief is that we can't blame karma. We take it and we make it work for us.
And if you're unconscious of it, then it works against you.
Well, if you're unconscious of anything.
Yeah.
If if you go through life like a bull in a china shop, mm-hmm. not realizing what you're doing and the impact you have, mm-hmm. that is unkind to you and to everybody around you.
Right.
And I would suggest to humanity.
Yep. All right, let's go back to our lines here. We've got Joe on wildcard line one. Joe in Monterey. Hi.
Oh, good evening, ladies.
Hello.
Lisa, I love your show. And Georgina, I do this work. I've been doing this work for over 20 years.
Oh, great. Great.
And Life Between Lives, I love Michael's books. He both yes. read them. And I introduce people to the concepts. I had a few clients that come from different planets, and yes. One of them was from a different dimension entirely. Dimension.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, souls do travel, and yes. The 7 billion, they could be from other planets, and souls are created constantly, mm-hmm. and they come down here. Maybe it's their first or second lifetime mm-hmm.
right.
here on Earth. It's a great training ground. I wanted to know... Do you ever run into people from other planets? I know where I'm from.
Oh, totally. Other planets and other dimensions. Oh, indeed, yes.
Where are you from,
Joe? One of my clients, when he was being regressed, I said, you know, look around you and tell me where you are. And he said, I'm in some form of liquid. And I said, my first thought was, oh, he's a dolphin, right, or something. And I said to him, tell me more. And he said, well, I'm sort of got a human shape, but it's like a viscous liquid. And I said, and are there others around you? He said, no, not unless we need to come together. So I said, tell me more. Anyway, got a long story short, it seems that they would emerge from the liquid and come together when there needed to be a problem to be solved, whether it be energetic or whether it was a world problem, whichever planet they were on. I say world because that's what we're on right now. But something huge through dimensions that needed to be solved. And when they had solved that, they would give that information to a higher being, and then they would go back into the liquid. They didn't die. They didn't need sustenance.
Huh.
They were just that form of energy. And, you know, you can't make that stuff up.
They're like keepers of the water or something. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
You can't make that stuff.
No, I love it. I know.
Yeah.
It's very wonderful. Well, just, Joe, real quick, where do you feel that, well, we just have 30 seconds, but tell us where you're from, where you feel you're from.
Oh, excuse me?
Where do you practice? Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Monterey, California.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well.
Oh, I thought you said what planet did I go from?
I did.
There seems to be some flap that I was from Sirius.
Ah.
Yeah.
And I was talking to someone, she was from a different planet. We incarnate, okay? We didn't come here in the ship. We incarnated, and she's from a more advanced planet, and she had a lot of different abilities talking to gemstones. I sometimes communicate with other forms of life. I don't like to do that because I don't want to open myself up to too much traffic.
Mm.
I like my privacy, and I'm quite busy doing all different types of healing work.
Wow, you're awesome. That's awesome. Thank you so much for calling in. Fascinating.
Thank you, Joe.
All right. Well, we will take another quick break. I would have loved to hear more about that, but we will come back and take your calls after the break. Thanks so much, Georgina. I'm Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Lisa Garr, and my guest is Georgina Cannon. Georgina, are you ready for more of our wonderful callers?
Terrific, yes.
A lot of great calls coming in our wild card line 5, Diana from New York. Hi, Diana, what is your question for
Georgina? Oh, I have a question.
Georgina.
I feel like I've come from Scotland, and I was a healer. I do pretty good at it, and I also can do divining rods and stuff like that. And can you bring injuries from another time to present?
Injuries?
Like neck problems or, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Pardon?
Yes, Georgina?
You can? Yeah, because I have awful bad neck, and I mean, and I don't know.
Absolutely. Quite often what happens is that if you've suffered trauma in a past life, it can come through on this body. So Dr. Ian Stevenson actually has done a lot of research on that, working with children and people in India, and he would find people who had scars on their back, and found mm-hmm. that when they were regressed, they remembered being stabbed in the back in exactly that same spot.
Wow, that's just unusual. Now, what about like the healing? Can that come back with you? I have a friend that I've met, and it's like we knew each other forever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, probably. Yeah, you probably did. And the healing, ability for healing, absolutely. I don't know if your hands get warm when you think about healing, or if you're drawn to doing Reiki, or wanting to understand more about energetic healing. If you feel that,
I tried healing. You know, I'm just learning that. I do a lot with the herbs, so I know. It's weird. It's like I'll come up and I'll say, well, you need this because of that. And
so you're already doing it. In some way you are.
Yeah. That's terrific. I would suggest that you follow your intuition. You've got that in you, but also make sure, because things have moved on since then, and our things that are growing in the earth now are not quite as strong as they used to be because what we're doing to the earth. So keep current with the learning. You know, get books out of the library and keep current, but use it, for heaven's sake. We need it. Yeah. Use it.
Fascinating. Great. Yes, we need the healers. Yes, absolutely. Great. All right, thank you for your call. Let's go to the east of the Rockies. Steve in North Carolina. Hi, Steve. How are you tonight?
Hey. Hi. I'm glad to talk to both of y'all ladies.
Absolutely.
My call is a little different. Because of my background, I'm not completely sold on the reincarnation, but mm-hmm. I do have a couple questions you might can help me with.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I've always wondered about is your reoccurring dreams and that phenomena that we all have experienced called deja vu.
Mm. Right.
What is that?
The reoccurring dreams is the subconscious trying to tell you something. It's trying to get some information through to you, to your conscious mind. And one of the things you can do before you go to sleep at night is to ask that you be given the message in another form or another way so that you can get that information in a clearer way that you understand it.
So it's coming.
Your conscious mind is trying to communicate with you.
Ah, so it's like a carbon copy. So it's really, it's an attempt to really get that information to us. Mm-hmm. Is there one specific one that you're talking about, Steve?
It's the fight or flight. It is, it's either, and it recurs very often, a confrontation, and then if I win the conversation, it's okay. But if it goes wrong in my dreams, then I suddenly am able to fly mm-hmm. and fly away from the problems that it is.
Yep.
Okay. So do you have something in your current life that is you feel you're trapped?
That I'm trapped.
You feel trapped. You might not be trapped, but you feel trapped. Lack of freedom, something.
Dude, that's a hard question. Yes.
Yes, it could be a yes, yeah.
My mother is, I'm a caretaker for my mother that has mental and Alzheimer's and things like that. So.
That's tough. Being a caregiver for that's really tough.
How could Steve use the third circle protocol for something like that?
The third, you could use that part of you, Steve, that is your kind, because you're obviously a very kind man. Your kind self, you're respectful, and see your mother as using that part of you as a temporary situation, but giving her part of your best self so that it doesn't drain the rest of you, so you still have some of yourself left for yourself. Do you find yourself getting drained?
Yes, ma'am, at times.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So if you...
I fight it, and I try to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you can get hold of the book, either through the library or any way you can, there's some exercises in the book that will really help you. It would help you find out all of who you are, then, because we're all many parts, so that although you're using a part of yourself to take care of her with respect and love and compassion, there's still some of you that you can keep for yourself, and we learn to compartmentalize so that you don't lose all of yourself. It's so easy as a caregiver to lose your whole self.
Yes.
And
yes.
End up feeling empty and worn out and like a dish rag, my mother used to say.
Yes.
So think about the parts of you that you can use for your mother and the parts that you can keep for yourself, that third circle, your value system. Is this making sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. It is.
Yeah.
I'm a traditional values and that's what led me to want to do what I have done because you just don't turn your back on your family.
Right. I watched my mother do this for all of her life, take care of my dad. But coming from this perspective, when he passed, it is so hard for her to find herself.
Yeah, because she'd given it all away.
All of it. Yeah. And as you do.
As you are inclined to do, unless you know differently. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Unless you have tools.
10%, maybe 10%, Steve, do something for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to drag this conversation down.
Love talking with you.
No.
Call back anytime, Steve. Call back anytime. We're here for you, okay?
I think it's not as bad as it seems. I mean, I'm glad to still have her with us.
Yeah. You're doing the right thing. Thanks, Steve. All right, we'll talk to you soon. Okay, let's go to our... wow, lots of great callers here. Wildcard Line 4, Jack in Friendswood, Texas. Welcome to the show, Jack. What is your question?
Hello. this is crazy, but why would anybody want to come back as Hitler? And then
that's a good question. I love that question.
Great question.
What happened to his soul when he died after all the nonsense he caused?
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Okay. So let me give you my point of view on this.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we are all everything, each one of us. We are good, we're bad, we're kind, we're unkind, we're smart, we're stupid. And it's the piece we choose to use in each life that make us who we are. It's our character. Hitler loved his dog and he loved his mistress. So he had pieces that we see in current politicians worldwide. Some of them are kind and smart, and some of them are not so kind and not so smart. They're using that piece in this lifetime because the soul needs to learn something, whatever that is. Maybe it needs to learn humility. Maybe it needs to learn kindness. I don't know. Or what it doesn't know. But it's a piece that they're choosing to use in this life. We all have choice every minute of every day. And he chose to use that. The other thing is that because of that, other people stepped up to the plate to be counted. There are many people that turned out to be heroes. Some of them died being heroic, and some didn't. Some saved thousands and hundreds of children and people in the underground. So they had a chance to step up and use their best self.
So he made other people step up.
Yes.
Hmm.
From what he did, there was positive against him.
Allowed other people to step up.
And everybody learned something.
Everybody learned something. Because sometimes we're born into a family that has no, what I call light, no love. They don't know how to give love. They're emotionally distant. But maybe we chose to come into that family so that we could learn to find the light for ourselves. Maybe that was our journey in choosing that family.
It's an interesting question. It's a very interesting question.
Very interesting question. But thank you for it.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, there has been a long journey of learning through that experience of that, and history will not repeat itself as a result of the
one hopes.
Right. Well, all right. So there's lots of great questions, and I love the curiosity of people through this topic. It's really great. Let's go to the west of the Rockies. We've got Justin in Hilo, Hawaii. Hello, Justin.
Hi.
What is your question for Georgina?
I have it's kind of dream related as well. But I used to live on the East Coast, and I moved to Hawaii. And so when I was a kid, I had a dream where I was attacked, and someone locked me into a house, and I burned alive. I didn't wake up, so I actually burned alive, and I went to a grave, and everybody looked down at me and everything. And then years have passed, and I moved to Hawaii, and then it became a lot more prevalent. So I had several instances where I've died in a dream and not woken up. Like, so I've actually seen the afterlife of and different forms. So one was I fought in a samurai battle. I swung my sword 7 times. I submitted, and I could feel the blade behind my neck, and I could feel the heat as my head got cut off. I drowned, and
so these are experiences where you feel what the death experience is like. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So this other experience was I drowned. I fell into a river, and I didn't realize I was dead. And so I was wandering around, and this old woman came to me, and there was like this kind of like a council, or I wouldn't say council, but she had gathered a bunch of people that had all died, and she set us all down and kind of said, "Oh, well, I'm gonna let you know what happened. You all passed away, and you know you're moving on to the next stage. I want you to say your goodbyes and everything." And so of course I went, to my parents and everything and said, "I'm leaving. I'm dead, and I love you and all that stuff." And that seems to be a really common occurrence. So that was that incident.
So real quick, Justin, is your question about why is this happening?
Yeah, why are these dreams so vivid? Why?
They're obviously past lives. And I would strongly recommend that you find yourself a reputable past life regression therapist and go through them so that you can release them. Take the learning from them, any forgiveness that needs to be done, and any healing, and release them.
Yeah, that's it. Sounds like
find yourself a regression therapist.
So can you, through that and through, can Justin, I want to ask you, Georgina, can Justin go safely into the regressionist? It's not going to be rehashing those types of dreams?
Well, we don't know where the regression will take him, but it's important. You see, when someone's in a past life and they're being facilitated by a really a good therapist, and they have a violent dream like or a violent experience like that, the regression therapist will not let them come out of it because you have to complete the journey. You may say rise above it and look upon it as a movie, but we have to complete it. Because if you don't complete it, you bring it in with you, and you keep coming. It keeps coming back like dreams, and you go through the pain over and over and over again. So it has to be completed, and it needs to be healed. Forgiveness has to be given. Wisdom has to be taken and closed off, and then you come back into this world.
That makes sense. Yes, that is.
So my guess is that these are all unfinished, and that's why I'm suggesting you find a really good regression therapist and ask them to help you with this.
Gosh, thank you so much for your call, Justin. It really does apply to anyone who has these types of recurring, vivid dreams, is that to go into regression and close them off, and then you can be free of these nightmares once and for all. That's fascinating. That's really fascinating. Mm. Well, thank you so much. Lots, you know, let's see if we have time. Do we have time for one more caller? Okay, cool. let's go to Kevin in New York, our wild card line two. What is your question for Georgina?
Hi, ladies. Hope you're having a great morning.
Yes, you too. You too.
Thank you. I'm calling in reference to my current girlfriend. I want to know what could be seen about, Georgina can see about her seeing someone else, whether we will be together. What exactly what she can see about the relationship?
Well, I can't see anything, but what you can do is to sit down with her and talk to her about what your values are and what you think, what you both think a relationship looks like. So you're forming a type of contract. So there's no surprises and nothing is unexpected that shows up.
A bond.
So it will be your priorities, your values, what you need and what you want in the relationship. And if they match, then you've got a relationship. If there's great gaps, like loyalty is not something that you both decide is important, then you'll know where you stand.
Conversation is it. It's more not about a psychic prediction. It's more about really getting into the issues. And then if you want to maybe go to a past life regressionist couples type of situation, that's also very interesting.
That's a different thing. Yeah, I do that too.
But... Fascinating, fascinating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope we answered your question there. Thank you, Kevin, for calling. And Georgina, yes, our time has come to an end here. Thank you so much for being a part of the show tonight. And
thank you.
Anyone wants to find out more information, you can go to GeorginaCannon.com and check out all of your great books there. Fabulous interview. Thank you so much, Georgina. Great conversation.
Thank you. Bless your heart. Thank you so much, Lisa.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. So that's GeorginaCannon.com, and we will be back in just a few moments. I'm Lisa Garr. You're listening to Coast to Coast AM.